specifically said he's sending one to Aberdeen. I don't know if that's a reflection on one of our commissioners up there that needs some overwatch or not, but that's, I won't go anywhere there anymore. All right, we have next on the information items, we'll go with the legislative session summary. Secretary Roland.
Well, good afternoon, commissioners, and it's great to be here this afternoon and talk about a busy legislative session, and very busy it has been. A few bills, obviously, early on in session that did not get through the committee. Senate Bill 178 was the, or one, my apologies, not 178, that still didn't get through the committee either. We had a House bill, I want to flip my page over, House Bill 1048 was the campground bill for CSP. That did not get out of committee. There was a shooting range bill, House Bill 1049, that did not get out of the committee, but another bill was created on the Senate side by Senator Johnson. He carried that bill. There have been numerous spending bills for things such as Lake Elvin and Newell dams, to repair those dams. That was SB 67. That bill did get out of committee, and that actually got off the Senate and the House floor, so that will be getting signed, hopefully, by the governor here, if it hasn't already. That was an appropriation of $5.6 million, I believe, to help with those things. There's also some water project bill, and that's still going through the process. We're nearing the final days of session, and things get really busy during the final days of session. So that bill does include, it's SB 50, does include about $17.5 million worth of water and sewer projects from the Department of Transportation Parks. That's been very, very positive thus far. So there's some good spending bills in there that will definitely benefit the departments in great ways in our park system and in our wildlife division as well. And one of those projects is the Lake Andes pipe that's also in there, so we can get that pipe repaired. There's many other bills. There was a couple bills that didn't get across the finish line in regards to other bills that the department was watching and monitoring very closely. A bill that is something that you might be interested in is SB 73. It's a night hunting bill of public land that did get off the Senate and the House side. And there was a lot of good conversation on that. There was some amendments put on that. Thermal night hunting and not spotlighting was one of those amendments. No spotlighting on public land, but thermal night hunting would be allowed. And then it's carved out some dates. So it's been September 1st through January 1st. That would be an ineligible time period where the use of thermal imaging, night hunting could occur on public lands. And that was just so it didn't interfere with other users of those public lands during that time, especially big game and other hunting seasons going on. Landowner permission is obviously one of the things that we want to make sure happens on any land leased by the Department of Public Hunting, and that would include walk-ins, scraps, those sorts of things. That was spelled out in the bill very clearly as well. That was something that we talked to the sponsor about early on the Senate side, and that did get passed. So hunting on those public lands that are used by the department would still require landowner permission. It's very similar to trapping. Trapping on walk-ins, trapping on scraps, those sorts of things. So I could probably sit here and talk about bills in session for 45 minutes or so, but if there's any questions on many of the things, and I do want to talk about SB 175 because we've had some new developments here just in the last, 24 hours, really. That bill came out of the Senate. This is the shooting complex bill for Western South Dakota. Came out of the Senate 28-7. It went through a couple committees there, and then went over to the House side and went to House Approach last night. We were in the committee pretty late last night, and they voted on it this morning. It did get deferred to the 41st day, which means it did essentially call it die. And it just caught wind now, though, that the bill was smoked out. And so there will be a conversation on Monday of that same bill to talk about spending $2.5 million, match another $10 million of other funds. It's a spending bill for the shooting range complex out there in Rapid City. So that conversation continues to be alive. That is about the last bill the department is monitoring and is a proponent on, and we'll see where that ends up on Monday. So, yes, session isn't over until the gavel hits the table, and that is going to be Thursday, and then obviously we have veto day after that. So 4 days left, and the finish line is in sight. So Directors, anything to add to that or any questions from the commissioners?
Thank you. Commissioner Barton, thank you, Secretary. On the night hunting, the thermal, you say landowner approval. Non-resident landowners, is that something that's tough to get for individuals who want to do that type of hunting? Is that going to be hard for those folks to get that type of information?
Yes, Commissioner Bartlett, very much so. I mean, that will just be logistically more difficult if that landowner is not present. You know, they're going to have to find their cell phone number and try to get in contact with those folks. I'm not exactly sure as to how many walk-in area contracts we have with non-residents, but I'm sure there's a few. So, yeah, we make it more logistically tougher, I guess, to contact and get permission. Again, it really does follow, like, shed hunting on walking, shed hunting on preppers. It does follow the same for trapping and general permission to those activities. So, and that means be the same.
Thank you for a follow-up. So, logistically, is that going to be a kind of a burden on our conservation officers to monitor that kind of stuff?
Commissioner, great question. What I would say is that we have conservation officers already monitoring the night activities very closely already. That we have night patrols out. There's times we fly planes up in the air to look for spotlighters in particular. Our men and women that protect the resource just on the ground, and that night patrol is definitely part of that. I remember when I lived in Clark, I was next door neighbors to a conservation officer, and he was always out and about in the wee hours of the evening, making sure that the illegal activities weren't occurring. So, you know, there is also the thermal night hunting, you know, the technology of it has increased exponentially in the last 5 years, really, and there's just a lot of equipment advancements that have occurred. So, on one hand, it has become safer because of that equipment advancement, but there's still always the fear of what's over the hill. You know, and that's something that folks are going to have to be very cognizant of and be careful with.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much. I'll move